Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. This is the time of year when we share with you some excerpts from the most recent University of South Carolina Darla Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. Today's excerpt comes from Cheryl Richards, CEO at Catapult Employers Association.
Think about the mid-career professional that is in between raising children and caring for aging parents. That's a workforce that needs flexibility right now. Think about the workforce that's ready to retire. I just had an interview yesterday with a gentleman who turned 72 in January, and he said, "I'm tired of my 40-hour-a-week job, but I'd really like to come work for you at Catapult." I said, "Tell me why." He said, "I'm not ready to unplug yet, but I just want to do it on a part-time basis." 35 years of HR experience, comp and benefits. What did I say? Let's talk. Right? So it's that flexibility of tapping into different populations and thinking differently about the models that have been set for us for 40, 50 years. The skills over the degrees. How many of you have started to create flexibility in your job postings and eliminate college degree requirements? It's a big thing. It's a real thing, right? Colleges, so in my background, it wasn't shared. I spent 32 years in higher education. And towards the end of my career, we were talking about competency-based education as opposed to academic-based education. There's still a role for theory, believe me. There's still a role for that, but there is a role for competency-based education. And why were colleges and universities talking about that? Because the role and the job of a college and university is to prepare a workforce for you to employ, right? And to have enlightened citizens and all of the, you know, altruistic things. No offense to my colleagues. There are lots of altruistic reasons we say go to college, but it's really about the labor force and it's about the workforce. And colleges and universities have been hearing for decades that employers can't find skilled labor. And so there's a lot of apprenticeship programs that have been created and internship programs and new degree programs like mechatronics that are helping to prepare the workforce. But there's also been a balance of the skills versus the degree that's happening in the workplace right now. So we have, you know, I just gave you the statistics, 76% of those in the job market now want flexibility, and 73% of our employers are saying they can't find qualified talent. There has to be a reconciliation in those two numbers, and part of that is the skills versus the degrees. Anyone ever heard of having a line cook get a signing bonus? No, no. Why would you give a line cook a signing bonus? Right? You'd give a nurse a signing bonus because nursing was a shortage. Well, coming out of COVID, the talent shortage was so strong that employers were getting really creative in a lot of untraditional positions. And so signing bonuses peaked really high. Now we're hearing from our employees, that's really not the nugget that people are asking for. Yes, they want a competitive wage, and sure, if you throw a signing bonus in there, I mean, there's still, 27% of employees still getting some sort of sign-on bonus, but the majority not. It's really back to the flexibility of the workplace, what are the perks and what are the benefits that you're giving me, as opposed to a signing bonus. But it's also about how quickly you can find the talent. And so when we ask our employers to tell us, how long does it take you to recruit someone? This is a real issue that employers are facing right now. If it takes you more than 30 days to find talent, to make them an offer and get them in the door, you have hardly any chance of keeping them because they probably have 3 or 4 other offers on the table. There's plenty of jobs out there for somebody who has the right skills, who has the interest. You just can't do this, oh, you've got to go through 4 and 5 committee interviews. We've got to do all these great reference checks and background checks. There's a way to automate that so that you can shorten your timeline and get in the game faster because the high talent and the strong talent will not sit around for more than 30 days. They'll have something else in hand, so you got to shorten that.
You've been listening to Cheryl Richards, CEO at Catapult Employers Association, speaking at the most recent USC Darla Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. Remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.